Clanksby Hill. We had a very long, made Norwegian-style sledging.
No, not that.
We battled down, we hit what must have
been. Go and find her.
Where are you going, Master? For a drink.
Okay, you guys want anything else?
Three bus beers and some ginger and lime, please.
Six shots of giggle water.
Tea, Earl Grey, hot.
This snake juice is basically rat poison. I've
spent my whole life right here in Lackawanna County.
The drink, I like it.
I know, it's great, right?
Another!
We're just shaking our head. No one's going to say anything?
No.
I thought this was the moment of silence we do every time.
It's bad when we're getting to a preemptive moment of silence before what's about to happen rather than a moment of silence for what we just killed on the tail end. But hey, guys, welcome back. And if you have found yourself one booth down, this round is on me. A doctor, a pilot, and a professor have all walked into a bar today.
That's us.
And that is us. You are correct, sir. Tonight, I am bringing, it's game night again in our little pub, and I'm bringing a game. Okay. I saw, this was... I'm pretty sure the way that this happened, this was a Tumblr post that was screenshot, that was then shared on Twitter, which was then screenshot and then shared on Instagram.
That's how you know it's good. That's how you know.
Yeah. That's how you know. It has legs and it has life on the internet. But
and
this
we
game,
are going to murder it tonight.
Exactly.
That's right.
Dies
this
with
is
us.
Where it dies.
This game is called Don't Get Me Started. And the post was, this is a fun game that me and my friends have really enjoyed this game. We get a lot of laughs out of it. But the premise of the game is very simple. You have to extemporaneously go on a rant about a subject that someone else picks for you.
Man, those are some big words there. I have no idea what the heck you just told me to do. Man,
to make it a little more structured and organized from a game perspective, we are each going to take turns being the rant master.
Ooh.
And when you are the rant master, you get to pick the subject for the other two that they have to go on a rant about. Now, this is like playing to apples to apples. You got to play to the person who is ranting and give them a topic that you think would be hilarious if they went on a rant about it. So, who wants to be the first rant master?
Are there points?
Whoever is the rant master gives a point to whoever they thought gave the best rant.
Oh, interesting.
Gotcha. I don't know. Like this game, I'm making this up as we go along.
Okay.
Like, literally, this was here's something fun we do in the car. And we are making a structured game out of it. Because if anybody...
I am literally pulling out my post-it notepad right now so that I can start keeping tabs on the score.
Okay. Yeah, you keep score. I am apparently... simple math for me has apparently eluded me with an ever-looping track of...
Hi, Editor Alex here to say, yes, he is horrible at math, and I've had to go in several times and solve his mistakes. But that's okay, because Alex won the game, apparently.
It is apparently being shoved out by a never-ending looping track of Baby Shark and... blood pressure medicine. It's weird up here.
Same, but I'm on the receiving end, not the giving end of one of those.
So, I will be the first rant master. Okay?
May I continue to ask some clarification
questions? Go for it.
So, do both people have to give rants at the same time, and then the rant master awards a point to who gives a better rant?
No. Each person gets an uninterrupted, you have the floor, sir. You need to rant. Now, the other person can add color commentary. They can be like, yeah! Get him! Yeah! Or however you want to add.
I will refrain from doing that because that sounds terrible.
My Eastern Kentucky showed there for a little bit.
I tell you what, boy,
Now, I will ask, do you want to have one topic and each person has to give a rant about the same topic? Hmm. Or do you, would you rather that I give each of you a topic tailor-made for yourself?
Well, I can tell you what my topic would be. It's this damn fruit fly right now. It's driving me up a fucking wall. But that's a real rant, not a fake one.
I'll leave it up to you.
Dallas, how do you want to play this?
I
mean, I have zero opinions about anything ever, so I mean, I'm not the right person to ask.
Neither one of those am I like super opposed to or super.
We're both
like,
just so laid back.
For,
don't really care about things, you know.
Right. This is going to go great. We're already like, whatever.
Whatever. No, and William's like, where
and then we're
are
supposed
my
to get fired
two?
Up for his... I'm saving it. I'm banking it up. I don't want this to be where it all comes out. I was going to say flip a coin, but I don't even have a coin.
What is a coin? Just pay for
let
everything.
Me flip these fingernail clippers. Well, so this one is same topic, but... I don't think this is balanced. No, it's not, because this is going to do the same thing every time.
Fingernail clippers.
Here we go. Let's flip this micro SD card.
There you go.
Oh, perfect.
Label up. Wait. Label up is same. Label down. Down is right. Different topic. Okay.
Gotcha. You ready?
No.
Dropped it in the floor. I got another one. It's okay.
It went into a crack between the slats of the flooring.
Yeah. I just lost 128 gigs, but no big deal. Label side up.
Label side up. Same topic.
Okay. Same topic. All right. Now that we have the rules. Cheese. Okay. Let's go back, retell the rules. Not be doing this because I can hear that.
That was the drum roll. That was the drum roll.
Oh. Oh, that's what that was. Well, guys, what are we going to do tonight?
I wasn't going to keep doing
we're trying
it.
A new thing.
Hello. Welcome to A Doctor and a Lawyer. Let me scratch the inside of your ear right now. Oh, yeah.
Can we do like gross ASMR where it's like, I'm going to eat this bag of Lay's potato chips just real close to the mic? You made it weird.
The funny thing is, it's not weird unless you're whispering it into the mic. All right, I am.
We've gone down a deep, dark hole. I don't know. That latched onto him in a very weird way.
Okay, William. What are the rules?
I need a mental palate cleanser.
William, what are the rules to this?
Hold on,
okay,
I'm gonna have to watch Baby Shark real fast.
The rules of the game are simple, and I'm going to pretend like we did not take 20 minutes to figure up the rules right before we played this game.
It's only been
before
eight
we played
minutes,
this game,
45 seconds. Thank you very much.
it felt like 20. It got weird there toward the end. So rules are simple. We will each take turn being the rant master, and we will supply the other two with a topic for an extemporaneous, off-the-cuff, no-preparation rant that starts with, don't get me started about, and topic. And then the rant master chooses who they think gave the best rant and awards a point.
It's so subjective, and I love it.
And I know. completely and totally subjective. This is Whose Line's rules. The rules are made up, points don't matter.
They matter to me.
Ready?
Gotcha.
Alex is keeping score because all simple math has left my brain. Are we ready? Gentlemen, your topic, 1080p.
Dallas, you want to go first?
Not it.
All right. Alex, go first.
Don't even get me started on 1080p. Here's the problem, okay?
I love this.
What happened was we went from film, glorious 35mm film, which is higher quality than pretty much anything. But then, do you know what happens?
Tell me.
We start degrading the quality of cinema, right? And we go, oh, it's got to be on that newfangled television, which is in a square shape. So we go to 4:3, which is a much stranger aspect ratio. And they've got these contraptions that use laser beams, basically, that are zipping back and forth slowly, to the point that you can watch the refresh rate. And it's pathetic. It's paltry. So we start trying to digitize it, okay? And so we get 360, We get 480. We get 720. But what do? We don't say, hey, why don't we go back to film and go and figure out what's working for film? No, no, no. We try and split the difference between the classic TV shows like I Love Lucy, which are 4:3, and we go to 1080p, which has a 16:9 aspect ratio. So it's too squat. All of your films are being shot in a much wider aspect ratio. All of the TV shows have been formatted for 4:3 and crappier aspect ratios and quality. And so now they're like, well, we've got 16:9, 1080p, and it does nothing well. And thank goodness, new cameras actually have different aspect ratios, because now I've got to format it for TikTok, I got to format it for Instagram, I got to format it for my grandmother on Facebook, and none of it is the same. So 1080p sucks. 4K is objectively better, more widely available. And film stock isn't even 1080p. Why? And scene.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Thank you. Thank you. That wasn't as extemporaneous as you thought. That was like...
Oh, no. Listen, I knew you had it in you. The memory card landed label side up, so we had to do the same topic. So that was the one I had for you. Dallas, you flipped the memory card.
It's true.
I'm not even mad about it.
1080p.
Don't get me started on 1080p, because I care so much about how many P's. There's so many P's. 1080? That's too many P's. My dog doesn't even pee that much every day. So let me tell you, we don't even start with 35 millimeter. Let's go further than that. We started with going outside and just seeing real life. That's like 100 millimeter probably. And that's like at least probably 50K. Who knows how many Ks there are out there? Thousands of them, hundreds of thousands of them. Then we decided they needed to fit into pictures, and then we're going to flip those pictures real fast. And there's too many Ks to fit in that, so we made it real bad. And then video games came out, and they're pretty good. But Mario looks weird if he looks too real, so we had to bring it back down to less than 1080p, because 4K and 10, starting at 1080, he looked too real. He gave him a belly button. That's weird, so we had to bring it back down to the classic glorious 480, which was the golden triangle of cinematography and video games.
Golden triangle.
The golden triangle. It's objectively the best way to watch anything. Because TVs back then had glass fronts. You could throw a baseball at it and it would still be fine. So obviously that's the better version. And you could put a magnet up against it and change the colors if you wanted to, whenever you wanted to. Can't do that now. So just saying. That's my rant.
What's so maddening is that, like, that was so good, and I felt great about mine because it was actually about 1080p.
You had a real stance. Like, I have nothing to lose with this one because
100 millimeter is not a film. I mean,
it's like 100% probably, right? I say
100%.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And
okay,
that.
Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott. Hundreds of K's. Maybe thousands of K's.
Who knows? Because there's more K's behind that tree that I'm not even seeing right now.
If a K falls in a forest, does it make a resolution?
Right? We don't know.
I'm going to be mad if I lose, but at the same time, game recognizes game.
Listen, if it's going on legitimacy, yours wins right out the gate.
But if it deals with Mario belly buttons, I don't stand a snowball's chance in hell.
Who knows what the grading scale looks like?
It's on a curve or a golden triangle.
Yes, we grade on the golden triangle. There are three of us here. Dallas, you have been my best friend for almost two decades.
He's going to break up with me right now.
I hope you continue. But as far as a rant about the topic, yours had a little too much urine in it for my taste. So I'm going to give it to Alex.
Yes.
Was there urine in mine? Did I mention urine?
Your dog and his
1080p.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Is too many. Too much.
I forgot about that.
Wow. Yeah, I think you blacked out a little.
I did. Because I went into that. Alex went in with passion and I went in blind.
You know what? I'm going to continue the. So I'll go next as the rant
master.
Go for
it. Rant master.
Go for it.
I have to pick something that both of you somewhat know about.
Okay.
But neither of you will be incredibly passionate about.
Okay.
Something I'm not even passionate about. And let's see how this goes.
Oh, boy.
I want you to rant about the PGA, the Professional Golf Association. And I ask about this because my dad and my grandfather got into a very heated conversation about the PGA when we were up visiting them. And I may or may not have been involved. And after it was all said and done, I just realized I don't care. So I want to see how people who care even less than me fare. And Dallas, as the my competitor, I want you to go first. William, you'll go second.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't even get me started on the PGA. The either and or professional or Pro Golfers Association. Is that what it's called? Are we still there? Okay.
Yeah, we're still there. Sure. We have not left.
So back when it started in the golden era, the golden triangle of golfing, Shooter McGavin founded this. And it was glorious because the rules were fast and loose. Everybody was having a good time. You could bring a golf club if you wanted to. You could bring a hockey stick if you wanted to. As long as you got the ball in the hole, nothing else mattered. But then we started getting more uptight about it and started becoming a lot more exclusive with the PGA. Mm. And it started becoming a little bit more of a boys' club.
Mm.
And everybody knows the He-Man Woman Haters Club didn't fare well until they started letting girls in.
The
Little Rascals taught us a lot of things. The 90s were a great time for movies, and they were all in 480p. So, you know, it was good.
The golden triangle of resolutions, of course.
It was. And so as it moved forward and became more exclusive, it just became garbage. And they started adding more rules. Alligators became just completely excluded. All of my knowledge about golf starts and ends with Happy Gilmore. I don't know if you've noticed this or not.
Yeah.
But then it started loosening up. We started saying things like, we're going to bring it back around. Mario Golf started adding a couple Yoshis in there. A little Wario. Open it up. Princess Peach, first professional golfer that was female. And did great.
Was she now?
100%. Not even a little bit of false information there. It's completely true. It started doing better.
After Princess Peach joined the tour?
No. She got ousted and blackballed.
After being the first?
They couldn't handle it. And so kicked her out. And it's just gone downhill ever since. It's just been full of strife. Tiger Woods is a real person that plays golf, and that's really all I know. And that's the end of my rant.
Wow.
That's all I know. Half of that was me looking things up on the fly.
All right, William. I'm going to poke the bear. What are your thoughts on the PGA? Such strong thoughts
and
feelings.
Don't even get me started on the PGA.
I'm going to get you
started. Don't even get me started on golf in general. Listen, it is not a sport.
Whoa.
Full stop.
Whoa.
Golf is not a sport. The number of times that, now granted, a little of this may be genetic. The number of times that my father has come in with all of his engineering buddies, slammed the door, slammed his things down on the table, said, that is the dumbest thing I've ever had to do in my entire life. Maybe tarnishing this. But as I've gotten older and as I have peeled the layers of generational influence off of my own eyes, I have realized that it is the dumbest sport on the face of the planet. I would much rather watch curling in the Olympics. And you know why? You know why? Because curling is in the Olympics. The Olympic committee has determined that requires skill, that requires physical exertion, that requires you to be in shape. The number of people who take their leisure time to go play golf, I won't throw out any names in my little rant, but that cannot be a sport. And the fact that they're so wound up with themselves that they think that they can have a professional association. I mean, come on. Come on. That is just an excuse for Dick's Sporting Goods to sell polos. That's it. That's all this is. If you can wear khaki pants and play the sport, it is not a sport.
Wow.
End of rant.
Wow. Insane.
His was way more coherent than mine.
It's all of this zero alcohol per volume Guinness.
Maybe I need to go get one. Yeah. Maybe.
This episode is sponsored by Zero Alcohol Guinness. Because you don't need to be drunk to have a good time.
85% of the flavor, 0% of the fun, 0 alcohol per volume Guinness.
Perfect.
You just subverted my entire message there. I said we don't need alcohol to have a good time. And you're like,
oh, 0% of the fun.
Well, like, we have to appeal to a wider demographic here, but end of rant.
Oh, man. This is tough.
And his made more sense than mine. Not. I really lost. I lost the bit.
You lost the plot.
Too. I did.
Also, I will say that using Shooter as your like beacon of like the champion of new wave golf and hey, it was whatever, bring a hockey stick. He is the last person.
Yeah, I know.
So you kind of shot yourself in the foot very early.
It's the only name I can remember.
I can't remember any names.
So, no, Dallas, I still love you, but I think this point does go to William.
Yeah.
Apparently, I need to stop bringing up Mario. It's not a selling point in any of these.
Oh, yeah. It was in both of them.
He was.
All right, Dallas. It is your turn to be...
The rant master.
The rant master.
Are you ready for your topic? The topic is yearly tech releases.
Yearly tech releases.
Yeah. Yearly tech releases. Interesting. Okay, who do you want to go first? We can't have time to think about this.
Oh, I didn't know if you guys are going to not edit real
No,
fast.
You get to pick.
Alex, you get to go first.
All right, here's the deal. Do not get me started on yearly tech releases, okay? Imagine... You have just sat down for dinner. The chef brings out his 5-star meal, right? I mean, it is like Michelin star worthy. And you finish eating, you're like, whoa, that was good. And immediately after you finish, the chef comes back out with all 17 courses. And he's like, here you go. It just devalues the actual creative process. But here's the other thing, you know, that to have such a quick turnaround for that technology, it was rushed. Or the first release was actually holding back. They weren't giving their all. If every single year they're like, we've got something new and exciting. No, you don't. How many good ideas have you had in your life, Dallas?
None.
Exactly. Me?
Yeah.
Less than none. Only bad ideas on this end. So the idea that somebody could have good ideas every single year, no, I don't buy it. And then it's supposed to sell for $1,200, and I'm supposed to buy a new $1,200 thing every single year just because it comes in navy blue. Look, you're preying on my FOMO, my fear of missing out. I don't buy it.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, I was worried.
I don't buy it. And I don't buy it, meaning both. I don't buy.
Thank you for the clarification.
I don't buy the idea that you've had a good idea, a whole brand new world changing device in under a year. And I'm not buying it. End of rant. Thank you.
Good job, sir. Yes.
My first example would have been way funnier, but that's podcast after dark.
Well, do not even get me started about yearly tech.
Oh, I'm going to get you started, William.
Please do. Fine. You want to open that can of worms?
Okay. I want to open that can of worms. Let's get crazy.
I've opened.
You want to get crazy?
I've
let's
dumped
get
them
crazy.
All over the table. They're crawling off the table into the floor. Weird squelching noises everywhere. It's weird. Gross. And we're starting. Tech releases, I understand it. They want to make it an event. They want to make it something where, ooh, we can shine all the flashy lights and we can invite all the tech reporters and the YouTubers, and they're going to dominate the news cycle for the next month about their new thing. Did any of you, Alex, I know you did because you were actually messaging me, watch the iPhone event? Snore. Snooze. Just, I was bored out of my mind because there is nothing new. They're starting to try and introduce some new products into the mix, but hold an iPhone 15 up next to an iPhone 14, up next to an iPhone 13, hold a Samsung whatever next to a Samsung whatever next to a I don't know what the models are there now. Yeah, okay, close the folding phone up there, bucko. How many of your apps are actually optimized for it? Yeah, don't even get me started about that, but we're going back to yearly tech releases, okay? It's a cash grab, it's a flashy news cycle, and it's wasteful. It's wasteful. I'm debating on holding on to my phone for another year. And you know what? That's going to be 4 years. Four. Because there's nothing new. They're like, ooh, our chip is 20% faster. I'm like, oh, okay, you've already crammed a desktop chip into my phone and it doesn't even utilize it. So 20% faster to do nothing? Okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. No, yearly tech releases, while they can be flashy, they can be exciting to drum up all of the activity. I completely agree. There's no new ideas right now. And so it seems petty to release yearly at this point. Hold on until there's something new. Thank you.
Wow. The melodrama. Like, he was like trying to tug on the heartstrings. And
he was.
I mean, now, am I allowed to try and sabotage here?
Go for it.
I mean, it kind of feels like you were saying some of what I was saying there.
Partially agreeing with you. No.
Interesting.
It's
almost like my tech release, we could call it, of a speech, a monologue was, the first year. And then it's like the second year wasn't, anything new.
Ouch.
Wow. Wow.
That stung and was so brilliant, I'm not even upset about it.
See, that almost sold me. But William shot his own dog. William shot his own dog by ragging on Apple. I'm going to have to go with William because William shot his own dog.
Wow.
I didn't think I would win that one.
He sacrificed himself. They were neck and neck. They were both
out over the tracks. And it paid off.
He did.
This kind of feels like whenever my in-laws teach me a new game, I always win it.
And you win?
Yeah. Every time. Every single time they teach me a new game, I win.
What's this rummy cube?
And I can tell, even if I don't know it, and there's no skill there, and you could see my father-in-law, he'll perk up and be like, oh, don't worry, you'll catch on. We'll play a couple rounds. And then I like wipe the floor with him the first round. And it's always so, I'm like, hey, I've got a new game for you. And then I won. I didn't think that would happen. Dallas, I appreciate the win. But Alex, I know, I don't think we should go for another round because I know Cody really wanted to join us.
Well, at a stunning defeat there, William, for us. A whole whopping 2 points for William to 1 point for Alex to 0 points for Dallas. I mean, I was just
railroaded on this one.
I'm so glad I used that whole post-it note for that. No, let's stop while I'm ahead, William says. But you know what? Thank you for introducing us to this. I cannot wait till it's all four of us here and we bring the lawyer in.
I don't know I anticipated this going, but I'm happy where it went.
I will tangent in the spirit of Cody for a second, because I have started my new job. It's going quite well. But one of the things that they do for onboarding is they have a session called Show Me Showcases, where now that I'm learning the product and learning how it fits into the market, they want you to now present it back to them, not as a sales pitch, as a presentation. And so it's me and two guys who are in their 60s. It's designed to be like a 7-minute presentation, and the two of them are spending like 20 minutes each and creating new slides that have like clip art.
Oh my.
And I'm going to have to create a couple fake names just in case anyone ever listens. But one of the guys, we'll call him Rob. Rob just goes on and on and on and on and on. And he will remind us that he used to sell software to casinos and to restaurants and hotels. And we have a whole bingo card filled out for Rob that I will now Slack message the onboarding people, and we will just go back and forth during these onboarding sessions. It's like, he said the thing. Yeah. Yep. So that's what's going to happen when Cody gets on here, and he is just going to pontificate about like this thing that he has never even thought about. Cody, we love you, but I'm so ready for that, because
I'm so ready.
He's going to be in his element. He's going to be Rob.
This is a tailor-made game for a lawyer.
A lawyer,
oh,
yes.
1,000%.
Or someone who's watched way too much of Suits over the past couple months.
Isn't this filibustering? Isn't this kind of the definition of filibustering?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. Well, William, you are the winner tonight. Would you like to say a few words?
Nitwit, Blubber, Oddment, and Tweet.
Thank you, Albus. Thank you, Albus.
Dumbledore just died in the Half-Blood Prince, and I'm still really like. There are three distinct moments in the Harry Potter series that. Listen, I had to work it in. I hadn't mentioned it at all this episode. No, well, thank you. Thank you for
letting the mute button. Oh, Dallas, isn't that so much nicer?
I don't.
Did I actually mute him?
Harry Potter things anymore? Well, you did. Did you not know you did? What?
I didn't realize it worked. I thought it was muting the audio on my end because we've got the little volume slider.
For me, too.
It's fine.
I thought it was just actually turning down the volume slider. Mm-hmm. But
it's fine. It's fine. I'll remember this.
Now we're going to have two magic months.
Magic year.
Alex's ASMR podcast was created after he was expelled from a doctor and a lawyer.
Why is your ASMR podcast starting out like an NPR podcast? This is really weird.
Well, guys, I will take the winnings from tonight's game, and I will cover the tab. And for anyone else who was listening, if you found yourself one booth down, congratulations. We found another fun game, and I'm really excited for round two plus going on into the future. Connect with us on social media at Doctor and Lawyer. We've got a really fun Facebook group called The Pub. Also, if you like the show and you would consider... Every time I say it, it's like, I said that first and you stole it from me. Toss a coin to your Witcher. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/doctor and lawyer. We've got some really fun tiers. I am getting ready to pack up. I've got a couple more things ordered, but if you are at the $10 level or higher, the Christmas swag boxes are, I'm very excited about them. We'll be sending those out probably in the next couple, you'll be getting them around Christmas. But with that, I think, guys, I'm going to head out of here. I'm William.
I'm Dallas.
And I have strong opinions about 1080p.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Are you kidding? I'm and grab the movie. Go, 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 go.
Goodbye, mama. Goodbye, my friend.
You have been the one. You have been the one for
me. One snapped in two, which was sad.